Welcome to another episode of Living an Altar Life. This week, I am so excited to be joined by one of the most amazing women I have had the opportunity to run a race with. And I'm not going to say with because she was way past me the whole time. But fellow Swami 200 miler finisher, top woman, second place overall, Michelle Gray. Michelle, you ready to go for a little run?
Absolutely. Anytime.
I was going to say, you're always ready to go for a run, aren't you?
Always, yes.
That is so cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, family. I believe you're retired, but what did you do before you retired? All that good stuff.
Well, actually, I'm not retired yet. I'm hoping to retire in 2025. Next month, I will have 34 years working as a registered nurse at the VA Medical Center at Mountain Home. I live in Johnson City, Tennessee, and that's the name of our VA, and very proud to work there.
And I have 34 years there?
34 years there, yes.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you, Michelle. That's wonderful.
Well, I'm very happy to work there. I'm not active military. I've never served in the military, but this is what I can do, and I'm so thankful and admire everyone who has served in the military. I'm the mother of three adult children. 28-year-old daughter, soon to be 29, 27-year-old son, and then I have an 18-year-old daughter who's a freshman at a local Christian university near our house, so very awesome. Blessed with them, yeah. And I am married to Rick Gray, who is just amazing. He has taught me so much, and he's what got me into this, and he just completed his 300th ultramarathon race in January 27th, so he's pretty amazing, too.
You are kidding. I knew that he had done a ton. I did not realize he was already at 300.
Yeah, and that's just races. He doesn't count just our phone runs like SCAR and stuff. Those are official races. He's done 300.
That's amazing. How many have you done officially?
Officially, I am at 187 as of this last weekend.
That's awesome. And when did you start running ultras?
I think it was 2014. I started running in, I guess, 2011 or so, and found that I like trails more than the road, and met this group, and they'd talk about going on these long runs on the weekends, and I'd be like, no, I've got a 5K to do, and they would say, oh, 5Ks are so hard, and I thought, well, they're being condescending, but then I realized that, no, 20 miles in the woods is actually a lot more fun and easier on the body than a hard 5K.
Yes, so, it is.
I came to where I loved the trails, and I found this group I loved, and they talked me into some long runs. And as you well know, once you've done it, you fall in love with it, and you're just addicted to it.
Absolutely. So what was your very first ultra race?
It was called Power to the Tower. It was a 50K in Kingsport, Tennessee, which is where I grew up, about 30 minutes from where I live now. And it's at Bays Mountain City Park, and it was a trail one. And what was funny about it was that Rick, a lot of people were signing up for the Barkley Fall Classic the first time in 2014, and he put out emails, and we all got real excited, and then we hit the button to register, and you get that feeling in your gut, like, what have I just done? And we went on a training run that weekend, and a couple of the more experienced people were talking, and they were like, so the Barkley Fall Classic is going to be your first ultra. That's pretty interesting. And I was like, oh, that means that's stupid. So I need to find
awesome.
I need to sign up for something before then. So I did the Power to the Tower 50K, and then I can't remember what was second, but I did the Iron Mountain 50 miler. And then I felt like, well, maybe I can finish the Barkley Fall Classic. So, and I was able to, and just kept going from there.
That's awesome. So your first Barkley Fall Classic, because I know that some people opt to just do the marathon and not, it's a 50K is the finish, right?
50K-ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Run with any watch or anything anyway, but so right. Nobody really knows, but yeah, so I did, and then not to be mistaken by the Big Barkley. I've never even thought about doing the Big Barkley, but just the Fall Classic.
That is awesome. Have you done any of Laz's other races, like HOTS or Vol State or any of that?
I've done HOTS, I've done Vol State, and I've done Strolling Gym. That's
awesome.
It
have you done, I think it's called Race for the Ages?
Oh, yes, I have done that. And that
Okay.
is amazing. That's an amazing experience. Just you get to meet so many people that are just legends, just absolutely amazing people.
That's what I'm staring at for 2025, because I'm just like, oh, it'd just be so much fun to go down and hang out around the legends. And yeah, I'll be in my 60s then, so that means I get to run further, longer,
Well, I
right?
actually, yeah. I did it for the first time in 2017 and I went down there totally alone, didn't know a soul. And I met some of the just most amazing people. My goal was 140 miles and I went 140 miles. And then I just decided there was time left. So I would pick a different person and do a lap with them, just ask them about their life and some of their accomplishments. And I mean, I just met some amazing people. It was a wonderful experience.
Wow, that would
And
be
then,
unforgettable. That would be so much fun.
well, the next year, my dad was 72. He passed away in 2023, but he was 72 and he had been a marathon runner. He hadn't done ultras really. And he was like, "I want to go do 100 miles." I said, "All right." So we signed up to do it together. He was going to have 72 hours and I was going to have, I think, 47 hours at that point. Well, the crazy thing was the week before, I was doing a little local 25K called Grand Further.
Okay.
And I broke my leg during the race.
Oh my gosh.
So it was like, oh my goodness. So I'm in a boot and I had fractured my tibia. And I was like, they're very strict about it, a race for the ages, you know, like Jenny can't go out with you unless she is a registered runner. They won't
Right.
let anyone go with you unless you're registered. And I was like, well, I can't drop out. Dad might need me. So I did 36 miles in the boot with Dad. But we
Oh my
got him there. He
gosh.
did a he did
You're, you got
106
your
miles.
72-year-old dad to 106 miles, and he had
I
never done an
did.
ultra before.
No, it was amazing. It was a wonderful experience.
Oh my gosh, that must have been priceless.
And the funny thing was, I was not the only one out there in a boot. So, you know, we're kind of a crazy community.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's, there are many times where I think, you know, maybe I should go in for like some psychiatric counseling or something, yeah, because I really enjoy this stuff, you know? So,
I
it's
know
crazy. That's
it
awesome.
is.
So your father passed away in 2023. Sorry to hear
He
that.
did. Thank
That's,
you.
but you know, very cool that you got to do something so special with him before he passed. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, that is so cool. So now, how, what made you decide to sign up for SWAMI? Because like that's, I didn't see like that in your wheelhouse at all. But
Oh,
so
it's
what?
not. No,
Okay.
it's not. Well, Kelly and Joe Feegis are like two of my favorite people in the world. I just
Okay.
adore them. And I guess it would have been 2 years ago. I saw on Facebook, you know, she was posting pictures. There must have been a horrible storm that year.
Nope.
And she had posted on Facebook of them hunkered down under a tarp. And I mean, it just looked miserable. And, you know, like I said, we need psychiatric help because I'm like, I got to do that. And so I signed as soon as it opened, I signed up for 2023 and everything was a go. You know, it's towards the end of February and my husband Rick had had some health issues and was going to have his heart valve replaced the beginning of February. And we still thought we would be okay. And he was going to crew me because when I've done HOTS in Ball State, he and I did it together and we did
Okay.
it screwed. So this was going to be a new experience where he was going to crew me and he had his surgery and everything initially went well. And then he went to complete heart block and ended up in the hospital and had to have a pacemaker a week later. And if he's done 300 ultras, you know, he's tough as nails. So
Yeah, I
we're
was gonna
like,
say he, yeah.
he's just getting out of the hospital and he's still talking Swami. And I'm like, honey, that is in less than a week. You just got out of two heart surgeries. And I said, we need to think with our heads and not our hearts right now. And he finally agreed with me. So I bailed out in 2023. But as soon as it opened for 2024, I was like, I'm in. This is my year and I will go do that. And it was just, I wanted the challenge of it, but you know, the meaning behind the race for the fallen soldier Swami, that was just so special to me, you know, working at the VA. And the more I learned about it, it wasn't just because Kelly and Joe had a cool experience. It was just, it really meant something to me, you know, with our veteran suicide, because that is a very serious problem. And I see it, you know, all the time at work.
Yeah, I was going to say, so I mean, veteran suicide is something that you deal with on a daily basis, right?
We do. And it's, we, you know, the VA takes it very seriously. You know, I talked to some veterans that were even at the race that go to different VAs, and I can't speak for all VAs, but I can speak for the one I'm at. And, you know, we take it very, very seriously, and there's a lot of resources to mental health and, you know, anything that we can do to help these soldiers. I certainly want to support and be part of that.
Yeah. And you're part of one of the VAs that they're not coming off a base right there by the VA hospital. So these are kids that are coming back from being discharged and they're coming back into the area, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then we get a
Yeah.
lot of out-of-towners because we have what's called a domiciliary. Not
Okay.
all VAs have that. So we actually house veterans that are recovering from substance abuse or a chronic mental illness, and we actually house them on our campus. So a lot of people get sent from other VAs because we do have that specialty where I work.
Okay, that's amazing. Wow. Once again, thank you, because I think veteran mental health issues and just the recovery from the trauma is just such a under talked about topic that I think needs to be more front and center than it is. So I really
I totally
appreciate,
agree.
what you're doing and everything. So tell us about Swami this year. So you came in, Sydney, he did end up crewing you this year, right?
Or Rick. Yeah, Sydney's my
Rick,
daughter.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Sydney, okay,
Rick's
sorry,
my
Rick.
husband.
Yep. So
Yeah,
Rick
Rick's
ended up
my.
crewing you, right?
He did. He did. Yeah. And, you know, it was interesting because we didn't. I knew Dave Moore and I knew Mike Edwards and had communicated some with Don Knotts. And of course, knew John Price, but those were the only people I knew coming into this. And so, a little intimidated by that, you know, because normally I go to a race and I know several people.
Right.
And so we had actually gone, let's see, the race started on Sunday. I guess it was, we spent the night in Virginia Beach Friday night, drove over thinking we'd take a look at the course. And Rick was wearing his Charleston 100 shirt, and we just saw these people walking down on the beach, and they were like, "Hey, you running Swami?" And we're like, "Yeah, I am." And so it was James and Josh and Sherry. So
Oh,
we got to
that's
meet them
awesome.
immediately because, you know, they saw the Ultra shirt. So I felt a whole lot more at ease once I met them and I could put faces with the names, and they were just so warm and welcoming. And there was the invitation. If you were from out of town, someone was so kind enough to donate this house. And we didn't know what kind of house it was and weren't sure about sleeping, you know, with 20 people you don't know and how that would work. So we hadn't committed. And they're like, "Yeah, we're going to open up the house at 12. Come take a look at it." And we're like, "Yeah, we'll see." Well, as soon as we pulled in, Dave Moore pulled in next to us, and it was not a house. It was a mansion. It was
Yes, it was.
insane.
That was crazy.
So I was like, okay, I have to run really fast so I can get back here and just lay around and do nothing for a few
That is
days.
awesome. So that was your whole strategy. Run fast, get
Well,
back here and enjoy it.
that's what I said. It was, you know, I did Ball State with Rick and I didn't enjoy it. I was the weak link. He was much stronger than me. And the same with HOTS. I wanted to sit down all the time. I didn't like that. So I thought, well, I'll see how I do on my own at my own pace. And I didn't come with any agenda. I came really wanting to sleep. And the first night I tried to lay down, and I did lay down for 2 hours, and all I did was moan and groan about how bad my feet hurt. I never
Right.
shut, you know, I couldn't shut my eyes. I tried three different times to sleep, and I couldn't just because my feet hurt so bad. And it was just like, I've just got to get this over with. But next year, I think I would like to, you know, have a room at the Hampton Inn and, you
There
know,
you go. Come
enjoy
down
it a little
screwed,
bit
right?
more.
Yeah. You're gonna do it
So,
screwed next year?
I don't know. I'm trying to talk Rick into doing it as well. So I
Oh,
know
that would
it's
be
full now,
so much
but,
fun.
you
Yeah.
know, we'll just, I'm trying to see if he'll do it. So
Yeah,
we're
tell
not
him to
sure
get
what
on the
next
wait
year
list. That'd
holds.
be a blast.
Yeah, we would have fun. So we'll see what he decides.
Okay.
But
Very cool.
anyway, I do plan to take more rest breaks and you
Okay.
know, visit more people. But that was the cool thing was, even though I didn't run with anybody, I started with Tyler and got to meet him at the beginning and got to meet Jessica Hardy, who's just amazing. Her
Oh, she's
personality
amazing.
is off the charts. I mean, she was wonderful. And I ran some with Don Knotts. But other than that, I was entirely alone the rest of the race. So I was
Jason
very
Aaron.
thankful that I was really glad I got to we got to stay for a few more days and be there for almost every other finisher. We were able to make it to the finish and
That's
get to know
awesome.
people better, and that's how I met you. I mean,
Yeah,
it was
definitely. Yeah.
wonderful.
I thought it was awesome that you were out there when I come across the finish line, because I looked and I was like, isn't that Michelle who like finished like 2 days ago?
Well, it was great sticking around and getting to meet, and we were not able to stick around for John Price, and we would have, but Rick had signed up for a 50K, and we needed to get we had a like an 8-hour drive to get to it, so we really needed to leave, but or we would have stayed for that. So,
Yeah, he's so much fun. And his stories are amazing. It blows
yeah,
me
and he was
away.
at ARFTA the first year I did ARFTA. He was there, so I think that's probably the first time I met him. But of course, he's been at the Vol State when I did it. So yeah,
Right.
he is amazing, and so you can learn a lot from him. He's very
Oh, you can.
experienced.
Yeah. So you, how many hours did you make it down to the lighthouse?
I think it was about 28. I got there about 11 in the morning,
Okay.
so I guess that would be 27 something. And then I took an hour break, just changed clothes, and Josh and James and Sherry were there, so we just sat around and kind of talked. And I ate, oh, probably 10 Snicker bars. And then, Rick was like, "You really need to go. You're not being productive sitting here." So,
That's so
but
awesome.
I made it. Yeah, I made it. It was probably about 27 hours, 28
Okay.
hours, something like
That's
that.
amazing. So, what was your favorite part of the race?
I enjoyed Southern Shores. I really enjoyed, I don't know why I liked it. I think 'cause there was like the greenway on the side and you weren't
Yes.
like in the traffic, because I don't like running in the traffic. I enjoyed the greenway. But I guess my absolute favorite part, and this sounds so weird, because an hour before I got on the beach, I was sobbing. I was really crying my eyes out, because and Rick even called me, and I was just, and I'm not a crier.
Okay.
And I was just sobbing. He was like, "What is wrong?" And I said, "I am scared to death about getting on this beach. You're
Wow.
that tired and you got 20 miles and there's nothing." And I was really scared about getting on that beach, and I was crying. And I told him, I said, "I don't care what you say, I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping as long as I can sleep before I get on that beach." And of course, I got in the back of the van, and he had an air mattress set up, and I tried, and all I could do was whine about my feet. And I said,
Yep.
"I just need to go, don't I?" And he said, "Yes, you need to go." So I went, and I was in the dark and I was alone. And that was probably my favorite part of the race. I sang hymns. I'm a Christian, and I talked to God the whole time and sang hymns. And I had not talked to my two oldest children. I had texted them through the race, but I was saving until I got on that beach to actually call them and talk to them. So, I had 20, 30-minute conversation with each of them, which passed some time. And all of a sudden, it was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm back in Virginia." That wasn't so
That's
bad.
awesome. That is so
And the
awesome.
time passed so much faster than I thought it would. But yeah, that was really nice. It was a beautiful night, and I was in the wind and the rain, but it was at my back, so I wasn't, it wasn't in my face, so I wasn't that uncomfortable.
Awesome. That is
Yeah.
so amazing. Yeah, I tell people all the time, if you don't know God, go do a long race like Swami's or HOTS or Vol State. And you'll meet him.
Oh, yeah.
And if you know God, you're going to deepen your faith because you get to spend such an amazing amount of time just under. I love the darkness when it gets dark, and even the storms are cool. But my favorite thing to do is to turn off all your headlamps and everything, and just I'll lay down on the ground and just look up at the stars.
And
And
you realize how little you are. You are just tiny in this universe. But
And
God's
then
watching out for you. Yeah.
you do stuff like this and you realize, wow, he's made me stronger than I think I am. You know what I mean? Don't you feel that
Well,
way
man,
sometimes?
with I do. I do. God gives us a lot of strength, and He keeps us safe. And
Yeah, it's amazing. So faith plays a big part in not just who you are as a person, but also how you approach running too, doesn't it?
oh,
Did you
very
lose
much
me?
so. I still have my Swami buckle, and it's not that I don't love my buckles. I love my buckles very much, but many times I'll pick someone before a race, and I will pray, and I'll tell them a lot of times beforehand, I'm getting ready to do a 100-miler, and I'm going to be praying for you, or if it's a friend with a marriage problem, I'm praying for your marriage, and I'm focusing on you this race. And oh, probably 7 or 8 times I have given them that buckle from that race, so they will know, you know, this is a symbol that you've been prayed for, and I'm still praying for you because I care about you. So I've done that several times, and people say it means a lot to them, you know. Yep. So I hope it does, because I do care deeply for people.
Yeah.
Well, and we all need help. Thing. We all need prayers.
Oh, definitely. I do this thing where I text people and I say, or I have people text me and say, how do you want me to be praying for you this race? And they all go, why aren't you racing? And I'm like, yeah, but one of the things that takes my mind off of the pain and the discomfort and how many more miles I have left to finish is when I take my eyes off myself and actually start to pray for somebody else. And it sounds like you do very much the same thing.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, very much so. And it does. And it makes you just so thankful that you're able to do that.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm intrigued by one thing, because you have never run with a running watch, correct?
Correct.
So well, you don't
I ran
like...
with a watch one time. Funny okay. story. My dad was a road marathoner, and he was a pretty good road marathoner. I think 308 was his best. So, I mean, he wasn't shabby.
Okay.
And when I started doing the ultras, I didn't ever do a marathon. I jumped right into the ultras on the trail. And he was like, honey, you need to do Boston. And I said, Dad, I don't want to do Boston. And he said, deal. So my friend gave me a training plan, and it required certain times. And I said, well, I don't only need the training plan, I need to borrow your watch too, because I don't own one of those. So she let me borrow an old watch, and that lasted approximately 3 miles. And I was like, I cannot do this.
That's funny. That is so funny.
So, that was the only time I ran with the watch for that purpose, and that didn't fly. And then I did one last man standing and realized the night before that started, I had to start every 45 minutes. And it was like, I don't have a watch. I probably should have a watch to know what time it is. So me and Rick went to Walmart on a Thursday night, and I bought an $11 Timex so I would know what time it was for my last man standing.
That's awesome. So
you, I'm good
when
that.
You're running, you're just kind of going by how are you feeling and just plugging along.
Yeah, just how I feel. And yep, that's exactly how I run, based totally on feel.
That is amazing. I love that. So what's next for you? I know you're signed up for Swami 2025, but what else do you have this year?
Well, since Swami, let's see, I did a 50-miler, Mount Mitchell Heartbreaker 50-miler, and that was challenging. And that's in
preparation.
That's
Mount Mitchell. That's not easy.
Oh, no, it was very hard. And I had done it last year, but that's a really good training run for a Hellbender, which is also on those same trails. And that's a 100-miler at Mount Mitchell, and this will be the fifth year of it, and hopefully it will be my fifth finish. I have
awesome.
I've done all four. And last year, it took a lot out of me. And I came in, I told Rick, I said, this is it, I'm done. But I'm a numbers person. I was like, well, fifth finish, I'll be 55 years old. That'd be pretty cool, too. So I've got at
awesome.
Least one more in me. So that's my next really big one. Rick and I together, each of us will do 20 to 25 ultras a year. The good thing is the kids are grown. They don't need us here every weekend. And he and I both love it. So it's not, you know, we're not pulling away from each other. It's something we
right.
can do together, and we both enjoy it. So we do a lot of them.
That's awesome. So do you do a lot of the same races then?
Yeah. Yeah. We do a whole lot
how
of
much
the same races. Yeah.
And we do just you stay together?
Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. Usually not. But like this past weekend, we did the Country Mile, and Dave Moore was there, and that was great seeing him, and Stephen Dentz was there. So we had
cool.
a mini Swami reunion.
There you go.
But, you know, we did a few loops together. I had no goals for this one because I'm helping caregive for my parents at Duke Hospital right now. So
okay.
And I knew it was my week, and I needed to feel good. So it was like, I'm not going out here to kill myself.
Right.
So he and I did a whole bunch of laps together. It's a 3.1 mile lap in a strawberry field. So he wanted to get 100 miles and I wanted to get 100 miles. So we are, I guess we're a handful of people. And well, a lot of people get 100 miles there, but we've gotten 100 miles for 4 years in a row.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So yeah, so we do things like that together. And like I'm going to do Grayson Highlands. We're going to do it together, 50K, because that next week I've got Hellbender. So I just,
Okay.
want to get time on my feet and not be exhausted. But
The Grayson Highlands is beautiful. I love that area.
yeah, and we don't live too far from there. We're only a couple hours from there.
Okay.
So we're going to do that. But some races we set out to do together, and some he's like, I'll see you at the finish. So we do our own things.
That is awesome. Yeah, I love your approach to running, just getting out there, having fun, seeing what's going to happen. But you're also quite talented. You've won quite a few races, haven't you?
I have. I wouldn't say quite a few, but there's been a few, and they normally come as a surprise. I can only remember two that I can remember three times where I had a goal, and it was to win, and I had a big goal. And as soon as I started, it was like, why did I tell anybody that? Why didn't I just keep that to myself? And my friend Netta, she's a dear friend. Her dad died one night, and the night before a race, and she couldn't go to the race. And I said, I'm going to win this race for you tomorrow, Netta. And it was tough, but I did win that one for her. And
That's
then
awesome.
I wanted to break a 12-hour course record. I thought I could do 60 miles on the Oxbow course. And that's one of my favorite races. It's in St. Paul, Virginia. It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's a real low-key, very low-key race, 5-mile trail loop. And I had the 24-hour record. I was the only person at the time to do 100 miles. And I thought, I think I can do 60 in 12 hours. And of course, as soon as it was out of my mouth, I was like, oh, why did I tell anybody that? But I was able to do that. And then I wanted to set the course record at Crooked Road.
Okay.
And only because my husband had it at 111 miles and I just wanted to beat him.
Yeah, that is awesome. Just wanted to
But,
beat him. There you go.
well, he kept saying I could. I was like, I don't know. He said, you can. So, but, I'm not super competitive. I enjoy helping people as much during a race as I do as doing well. If I come upon somebody struggling and it's their first ultra, sent my love just talking to them and tell them, it's not going to get worse. You're going to rebound back. And I really enjoy meeting people and trying to help them out too.
Yeah, I think that's one of the coolest things is just meeting people, trying to help them, giving them encouragement. That's yeah, amazing. Well,
And
let's start drawing this to a close.
all right.
It's been so much fun talking with you, and I feel like I could spend another hour talking to you. But so the name of the podcast is Living an Ultra Life. So I'm going to tell you kind of where that comes from. One of the key Bible verses that really turned my life around in a really, really hard point was John 10:10. Thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and give you life to the full. And so I started, I was out on, we were living in Wyoming at the time. I was out on this Wyoming trail, and I'm just like, wow, what is life to the full? What does that look like? And I was getting, training for a 50 miler. And I was like, wow, life to the full is an ultra life. It's, because an ultra life to me is, the community, the people that are not out there just, I'm going to pound you into the ground and beat you. It's this whole, let me see what I can do to help you. Do I have something that I can help you finish your race? That's what the ultra running community is all about. And so when I decided to start this podcast during COVID, I said, I want to tell people how much we've been endowed with this ability to you can instead of you can't. And so that's why I decided to call it Living an Ultra Life. So when you hear Living an Ultra Life with that kind of story behind you, what's the first thing that kind of pops into your head?
Oh, the first thing that pops into my mind is living every minute to the fullest. None of us are promised tomorrow. And we've seen so many people, they're fine one day and they're not fine a couple months later. So people will tell us, you all are so busy, but we're doing something we love. We're doing something with other people to help build people up. We edify other people, and we don't say no a lot to people. And we don't, not just running, but volunteering and helping. Rick and I are just never idle. But we rarely say no to anyone that we can help in any way. And I think that's our living the ultra life and showing God's love to others through our actions.
Yeah, definitely. You are definitely doing that. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for joining me. And I can't wait for this to go live.
It was my pleasure to talk to you, and I can't wait to see you next February, if not before.
You got it. I'm sure we'll run into each other someplace.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultralife.